Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are opened and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
So, you have to ask God to lead and guide you. You can't go at them with the same thing they did 20, 30 years ago. What you need to do is be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. So as you go forward and you begin to share with somebody, they're seeing your life. They're seeing how you sow into the things of God. They see how you love the Lord. And so when they're going through things in their life, they say, she's going through what I'm going through. He's being challenged the way I'm being challenged. And I still see joy in their heart. Amen. Somebody give God some praise this morning. When you came into the house of God, you've seen how those have testified about his goodness. But the world needs to know how good God is. They need to see you in the house of God. The churches are dead today. There's no movement. There's no reaction. There's no Holy Spirit. But instead, all there is words of scripture. But them words are dead if God is not alive in your life. Somebody say he's alive in my life. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. So the drug abuse is telling us that something else is going wrong. God made us spiritual creatures. Somebody say that. God made us spiritual creatures. We cannot not worship. The only question is, who or what are we worshiping? This is where mankind, this is where we're messing up. Even in the church, we're worshiping other gods. We have gotten ourselves to a place in society where we think we're smarter than God. We think that we're more powerful than God. I don't care if you're the president of the United States. You still got to bow down before God in heaven. Because you tell me, this is how I know if you're God. If you can recreate yourself, then you are good. But only God can make man in his image. We must see that we are the salt of the earth. The salt means it gives it flavor. See, this is where the Christian mess up. We want to be holy, but we get ourselves away from everything because we're scared that we're not going to retain or maintain holy. So you get Christians going off, getting Christian camps and hiding. But what does the word say? You are the light. The light is supposed to be where there is darkness. The light is supposed to be where it can be seen. When you cannot be seen, look at this room right now. All these lights are here. But if I begin to shut off a light, look at how it looks. Now there's just one area where you got lightness. Over here, so everybody that's in the dark, what are they going to do? They're going to run to the light. But what the light is doing every time the darkness runs to the light, what we do is the light runs to the next room. So instead of the light being here, the light is out there. And the world is trying to find the truth. The world is trying to find the identity of Christ. And the church keeps moving. Keeps getting out of the way. And the church that does go forward is a church that's not representing the kingdom of God. And guess how I can tell? Because in the word of God in Galatians, it says this in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. I want you to know the word of God so you can identify the truth. The truth are not those that are seeking to get wealthy on you. The truth are not those that don't want to live and be a living sacrifice. The truth is this. The Bible says in Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruits of the Spirit is love. First of all, if I'm preaching from the Bible, if I'm preaching from the pulpit, the only judge that I know is God. The Bible says that he will judge the world. So my job as a pastor is not to preach hate and condemnation, but to preach love. And the next thing it says here, that joy, patience, and long suffering. I was amazed when I seen that. Because now not only do you have to have love, but you have to have patience. So that means you got to be settled in and understand everything ain't going to always go right. We're the kind of people that want everything to go right, or it to go the way we want it to go, or it's not holy. Patience and long suffering, them are the things that I look for in the things of God. If God is moving, you're going to find that you're patient. If God is moving, you're going to find that you have love and that you can endure long suffering. This is how you're going to grow, church, so that you can win the world. You see, it doesn't mean that you're anything if you don't really know who you are. You are not anything if you don't even know what you are. If you don't know your car, guess what? You won't drive. But we were created in God's image, and the Bible says that we're the light of the earth, we're the salt of the earth. So our job is to get up and be ready to salt somebody's life. Add some flavor to it so somebody want to eat from it. In the old days, the salt was used to preserve. I want you to turn to Acts 17:24. It said, God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. So the God who made the world and everything that's in the world is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hand. Somebody said, does not live in temples built by hand. See, so the church is not the building. The church is you. We hear people say, well, you know, the church is no good. People are no good. The church ain't no good. But the church is you. So if you're saying that, you're no good. Because you're not doing what God has called you to do. You're not living the way God has called you to do. You're not representing his kingdom the way he called you to do it. The church is all about profit and making gain. But God said the church has to be about soul winning. God will provide the needs of the church. He will provide the needs of the body if we sow into the things of God. So we have lost our flavor because we refuse to be the salt. We refuse to be the salt. There's another scripture that I want to go into first. And that scripture is here. We're going to go on over to Luke 6:35. Jesus used a concept of salt and light a number of different times in the Bible to refer to the role of his followers. Jesus used that. Pastor Mark Choate is not making it up. Jesus did it. And it says here that the salt was used then as now as a flavor enhancer. The same way that the salt enhances the flavor of food, it seasons. You see that? Now, the followers of Christ, it says here, stand out as those who enhance the flavor of life in this world. Now, I got the NIV because I want everyone to get this. Christian living understands the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and in obedience to Christ will influence the world for good. You hear that? Will influence the world for good. As a result, it says, has a positive influence on the world. Now, what are we going to do with this? It says here, where there is strife, this is how you're going to tell how to use your gift that God has given you. It says, where there is strife, we are to be peacemakers. See, we're living in the last days. We're living in the days where you can tell the truth. You know why? Because if you know the truth, you can tell the truth. You can tell who's right and who's wrong. If I'm up here preaching and I'm against the government, that's not my job. I'm supposed to be helping everybody. I'm not supposed to be spewing hate from the pulpit talking about the homosexuality and talking about all this stuff. What I'm supposed to do is save that soul. If Jesus wanted to change that stuff in an instant, don't you know he could have snapped his finger and he would have wiped out everybody that tried to abort or everybody? But instead, we're so foolish, we go along with the politicians that aren't living right. And we get behind them because they say two things and then we jump in their line. Oh, abortion. Oh, homosexuality. We all run. Oh, that's where we belong. We don't even have a mind. And that's why the church won't be able to identify Christ, because Christ says, love and patience have I drawn all men. Loving kindness have I drawn all men. Now, the reason why I'm going here is because I'm trying to show you the truth. The truth looks like this, is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Someone say that with me. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So now my job is, how do I change a life? How do I throw a little salt on that? How do I give it flavor? How do I give it life? I should be chasing after those that are running from the word. Not trying to find others like me to hide. But my job is to preach the gospel through loving kindness. Your job, and that's why the churches are getting stale and stagnated, because you're sitting around not doing nothing, because all week you get gassed up, you get full of the Holy Ghost, you get excited about the Word of God, you even praise Him and jump Him, then you go out through your week and you do nothing with that gas. Then you come in the next week, you're still almost full. But that word that you received is to give you strength to go out into the world and to sow into the people's lives through your kindness, not through your words. That's what we do. Here's a pamphlet. Here's a sticker to put on your card. No, that's not what God said. You draw through your life. Let somebody see how you are when things get tough. Let's see how you act when your boss is not on your side. Do you know how to still show love and show patience? This is what God is saying. And when you learn that, guess what? God promotes you. You'll be lifted up so that all the world may see the goodness of God. The church, we have to get out of the role of activism. We got to get out of the role of hating on somebody because they don't see the way I do politically. All I need to know is, guess what? All I need to know is that's a person that was created in God's image, and they need the light. They need the seed. They need to be salted, and I got to do my job. Amen, amen. Somebody praise the Lord right now. Go ahead and praise Him. So where there is strife, we are to be peacemakers. Where there is sorrow, we are to be the ministers of Christ and bind up the wounds. Bind up the wounds. You know, when you see soldiers in battle, they go out, they tell them to help one another. If someone's wounded, don't let them go down alone. You go with them and you do what you can to help them out. This is the God that I know. This is a God that I love and serve. He doesn't leave no man behind. This is what God is saying to the church. And when you get that in your spirit, people are going to look on you and not see you somebody not listening to the boss because you want to preach all day. You go to work to work. What you need to do is be a light in the workplace. That means when the boss jumps on you, you don't jump on him. See, that's why the church is a mess, because we're not disciplined. We'll get here and praise God all day and then don't want to listen to nothing. But what God is saying is that He wants us to be the light and the salt of the earth. And so somebody's life needs to change. There's strife going on. There's hardship going on. And we want to sow into them, but we only want to sow into them our way. As First Lady, we've been coming to church with 9 to 8 people every Sunday. Remember the challenge that we put on? Come into church, bring someone to church, put them in your car. We get 3 cars now. Because it's not about me, it's about the Lord. It's about giving God the glory. Go give God some praise. If you want to help somebody, you can't give them a drug or medicine alone. You know, if you're a doctor, yeah, take your medicine. Do what you got to do, because God given them the wisdom. But then God will give the increase. See, what we do is we act like Christians, like we're supposed to be super, super. God didn't say that. Even Jesus on a cross, before he died, he was in the garden, and he said, take this cup from me. He's starting to get a little worried because of pain that he would feel. He was in the natural body like you and I. You see what I mean? Now we can say we act like we're supernatural. What we need to do is we got to die daily. We got to stay in his grace daily, because there's nothing about me that's worthy. And this is where even pastors mess up, because we got to stay before God so that he continues to clean us up. And as he cleans us up, God gets in the way of ourself. How many of you want to see people be delivered? So get out of the way. I don't care how long you've been saved, get out of the way and let God have his way. So those that are bound up with sorrow, we are to be ministers and binding up their wounds. Where there is hatred, we are to exemplify the love of Christ. Where there is hatred. Church, your job is not to get your Bibles and guns. even in the Bible, it says in the last days, even those that knew the word wasn't going to know who he was. How do you think they're going to be fooled? The devil's going to use the very same word against you. He's going to confuse you, because you're still going by sight. And by what you're hearing. But what you have to go by is being discerning, knowing that God is leading and guiding you. Even though you appear as you're wrong, you're right. When Jesus sat with the woman at the well, nobody wanted to go near her. This is how the church is. If my sister right here needs help, you knew of her past, and you want to go and minister to her, and you know the church knows something about her, you're like, well, hey, come and see me. But what Jesus did, he just went up and pulled up a seat, and he just sat down and talked to her, ministered to her, even though she had five husbands. You see what I'm saying? This is what God is trying to do. He's trying to change lives. He's trying to sow into lives. He's trying to build up your life. He's trying to make it better. Church, get right, and change, because God is a good God. And know what else he's going to do? He's going to bring you to a better place. So those that are struggling with the drugs and the alcohol, like in that first passage where I said, when it comes to the world, we got all kind of comfort. Our infrastructure is great. You know, but something is going wrong in the world. However, the recent epidemic of mental health, think about that. So many people are being challenged mentally. And then they're going into drug addiction. And we don't know. See, and you can't cure them outside of Christ. Because, first of all, them people are hurt. They've been hurt so bad that they allow something to help them with their pain. You see, because we're living in a world where no one needs to acknowledge God. We don't need God because we're so bright. We don't need to pray because we're so bright. We don't need to sow into things of God because we have money. You can bring the kids wherever you need to bring. But what God wants us to know is that man was created to serve and worship him. See, you're going to get better. Your life is going to get better when you learn to do, guess what? Get on your knees and pray. And just say, Lord, I need you right now. I need a change in my life. Lord, please help me, Lord, so that I may help somebody else. Lord, change my ways. But we don't do that. We come to church and want the priest and the pastor to do that. But God said to go home and get to know him. Have a relationship with him. And so that when someone sees you, they see the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. See, so everything that was made, God had made it, and it was made in his image. So we're to deal with those that are dealing with strife and anger. Church, don't get up and get your guns and go get angry. The Bible says we're the peacemakers. So when it says where there is strife, we are to be the peacemakers. Where there is sorrow, we're to be the ministers of Christ, binding up the wounds. You see, so that's what we got to do, bind up some wounds. Get out of the way so that God can have his way. And see, in those that need, those that are in stress, God is going to do a great work in their life. Salt had two purposes in the Middle East in the first century because of lack of refrigeration. Salt was used to preserve food. So when I read that scripture, salt is used to preserve food, that means salt is used to preserve a life. It was used to preserve food because of lack of refrigeration. Salt was used to preserve food, especially meat, which would quickly spoil in the desert environment. And so let's look on what's going on in our environment now. There's a lot of spoiled souls. There's a lot of people hurting really bad. And you can't throw enough money at it.
Hello and praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Choate of House of Praise, New England Pentecostal Ministries. Right now, I am praying that you receive the words of encouragement that God has placed in my spirit today. I hope you enjoy the message. Have a blessed day.
Now just think of that he has cleansed me. Tell of his goodness wherever.